How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
You want to keep it real, you know the deal. Keep you up on game, it won't be the same. Say what's his name, Clint Cole. 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 Listening to advice from a football.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, here we are. New episode. Advice from a fuckboy. It's your favorite fuckboy, Clint Coley, in the building. Now, before I introduce my guest, ladies and gentlemen, before I say who I'm with, first things first, New York. I'm going to keep telling y'all this until the day is come and then it's over. New York, March 30th. That is this Saturday. As a matter of fact, by the time you see this, it'll be Friday, which means it'll be tomorrow. And when it's tomorrow, today's payday. As a matter of fact, yeah, it's Friday. Today is payday. Make sure your ass is at the show tomorrow, March 30th. Get your tickets. They $15, all right? Caroline's Comedy Club. If you want to just, listen, if you don't want to go to carolines.com, text me and I'll send you the link. My number is 213-358-9861. Again, that's 213-358-9861. That is my number. That is me. If you need tickets to the show in New York, I need you to come through. We are definitely trying to sell this motherfucker out. Today is payday. Make that shit happen. And secondly, before we get into our topic, ladies and gentlemen, Philly, y'all didn't know this. Surprise. April 7th, that's next Sunday, I'll be in Philly. We doing a live podcast. Swipe up, get your tickets, make it happen. You know what I'm saying? All right, so Philly, don't say I don't love you. I'm coming, and we're going to make it happen. Now, let's get to today's topic. Before I introduce my guest. So, I always hear women tell me, Clint, why am I single? Why am I single? Why am I single? All right. And a lot of women who say that will say, I'm a strong woman. These weak men can't, they are intimidated by me. They are intimidated by my presence because I'm a strong woman. I'm a college educated woman. I'm not talking about you. Let's get this right. I'm a college educated woman. I have brains, and I'm not going to be the woman who just shuts up. And here's the thing. Most men don't want a woman who just shuts up, all right? We don't want women who like, okay. We don't want Vanessa Bell Calloway in Coming to America. You know, what kind of food do you like? Whatever it is you like. What kind of music you like? Whatever music you like. We don't want that, all right? The reason why you're single is not because you're a strong woman. It's because you're a strong woman and you decide and you're deciding for us of what men want. You're telling us that you intimidate us. You don't. You really don't. You don't intimidate me. Let me tell you something. My mom is one of the strongest black women I know. And if I could deal with that woman, I could deal with any of you. All right? The reason why you're single is not because you're a strong woman. It's not because we're intimidated by it. The reason why you're single is because you're corny. Not you. I'm just saying in general, a lot of these women who are like, oh, I'm strong, I'm this, I'm that, and that's cool. We want you to be strong, but the reality is, y'all corny as shit. That's why you single. Here's the thing. Now, I do agree. There are a lot of fellas out here, or weak motherfuckers out here, who can't deal, who can't handle a woman who has a good head on their shoulders. I do agree with that. I'm not saying that. But maybe the energy you're putting out is the energy you're getting back. You know what I'm saying? If you keep saying the reason why I'm single is because I'm a strong woman, then you're going to, that's what's going to happen. You're going to stay single because of that. What I'm saying is that get out your own way, strong women. We love y'all fine asses. We love y'all strong ass. We love y'all opinionated asses. You know what I'm saying? We want your opinions. All right? We may not need your opinions, but we want your opinion. We may not always call for your opinions, but we need to hear what you got to say. Because here's the thing. Any move that I've ever made in life, I've always ran past a woman. I've always ran past a woman. I never make moves without a woman's input. Fellas, you ever be in a situation where you know your woman will walk in the room, you be in a room with a woman, she walks in and you introducing her to your boys, and then you're like, she's like, babe, I know you like him, but something ain't right with that motherfucker. And you know what? You end up right. And the reason why you're right is because you give an opinion. And the reason why you give an opinion is because you're strong enough to give an opinion instead of just letting me go and let me fail on my own. What I'm saying is that stop letting that be the deterrence of you saying you're single. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Advice from a Fuckboy. This is episode, I don't even know what episode this is. It doesn't even matter. We're here. Don't forget, we're in a new, brand new studio. And I got my wonderful guest, Miss Lulu Gonzalez, ladies and gentlemen.
What's up? Oh, you call me Lulu?
Well, on the podcast, I did. Uh-huh. I call you Lourdes. You know what I mean? I like that because I like to say it with an accent.
Say it with an accent.
See, now you put me on the spot. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, if you're gonna talk about it, be about
okay,
it.
Lourdes. Lourdes. Okay.
Well, actually, it's Lourdes.
Lourdes. Okay, even better.
Lourdes Gonzalez.
Yeah. All right, that's sexy. Don't stop turning me on. You know who had the best Spanish accent? Who wasn't Spanish?
Who?
Michael Buffer.
Michael Buffer?
You ever hear him introduce like Oscar De La Hoya or introduce Felix Trinidad? Michael Buffer would be like, I'm not trying to fuck this shit up, but and he's from Philly, by the way. I want to point that out there. But Michael Buffer had the best accent. So, Lulu, welcome to the podcast. First of all, you familiar with the podcast? Do you listen or?
Yeah, I listen.
How often do you listen?
Not often, but often.
Not often, but often. What have you gathered from listening to the podcast?
The advice from a fuckboy be really spot on.
Mm-hmm.
It's very refreshing to hear men, communicate, because often we don't hear men communicate.
We gotta communicate.
So to hear it from a different perspective, like, this is some fuckboy shit.
Yeah.
It's refreshing because we be telling, like, women have conversations
right.
about fuckboys.
Right.
And nobody
believe
us or what we be saying in these conversations. So to hear a man say the same conversations we have for the world, it's like, oh, I could watch this.
Right. All right.
Yeah,
good. That makes me happy.
Sometimes you check me too. So
yeah, and that's the thing. Well, so we're about to get into that. So first of all, you from Brooklyn.
Yes.
I got on Brooklyn gear. Because it's baseball season, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's go Mets.
You know what I mean? Now,
it is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
So I've known you for about 7-8 years now. You know what I'm saying? I've known you for a long time. One of the things that we've talked about is, we've had, so the crazy thing is, like, yo, it's weird. So I'm gonna throw this out there, just give y'all a little backstory of me and Lourdes' relationship. we're very, I wouldn't say we're very close friends, but when we talk, we'll have like a 2 or 3 hour conversation and we'll talk about everything under the sun, whether it be mental health, whether it be, you know, niggas, women, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like we have these conversations. So one of the things that you brought up to me one time is that, you know, you feel like you are, you know, I see you on Facebook and Instagram a lot of times and a lot of guys say, oh, she's a strong woman. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You know, I guess give people your background and why they would say you're a strong woman.
Well, one, I used to be in the military.
There it is.
So, you know,
thank you for your service.
You're welcome. I was the only female in my platoon.
Yeah.
I was a gunner. Yeah. I was a mechanic. Yeah. I was a driver. Mm-hmm. I had a lot of responsibility. Mm-hmm. You know that saying, there's no crying in baseball.
Right.
There's no crying in the military.
Right.
They don't care if you got cramps or whatever, if you're a woman or whatever, they just ignore you.
Yeah. What made you go in the military?
For school.
Okay.
There was no
to pay
other,
for school?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No other reason. I wasn't like, yo, this army stuff is life. Like, no.
Yeah.
I couldn't afford school.
Yeah.
So my dad was like, yo, you either coming back to Brooklyn or you figuring out a way to stay in school. And my homie was like, yo, join the National Guard.
Yeah.
You only got to do 1 weekend a month, 2 weeks in the summer. I was like, oh, that's bad. I could do that.
Did you do that?
Yeah. And then it was like, okay, now there's a war and now you got to go. I was like, I want to do hurricanes.
Right. So you went to Iraq? Or?
Yeah. I went to Iraq for a year. So I had to be tough. Right. And I'm from Brooklyn and I'm the baby sister. You know, my dad is an immigrant. My mom is an immigrant. Right. Like, I live the immigrant lifestyle.
Right.
So it's like,
what's the immigrant lifestyle? I don't know. My parents, I mean, we weren't immigrants. My family, we kind of was born here.
You was born here. I mean, your family.
Well, my ancestors, they were born here.
See, I'm first generation. I'm first generation Latina.
For sure.
So for us, it's like, for a long time, I had to tell people that my dad didn't live with us, but he lived with us.
Hilarious.
I had to pretend like I came from a real fucked up home.
So your dad could...
You know, because my mom, because we lived in a rent control building.
Okay.
So if you had a full family,
then
my mom was getting checks. You know what I'm saying? So it's like.
So where was your dad?
In the house.
Where he just be hiding in the house?
We would always have boxes. Like, we all had boxes packed up in the house, so it always made it look like he was moving.
That's funny as shit, yo.
I always just thought, like, we was always leaving. Right?
That's hilarious,
So people be like, where you live? I'd be like, should I tell them the
truth? Or like, yo, if anybody asks, your dad don't live with us.
Yeah, so my mom used to always tell me, if people come and ask you, your father's not here. But I'm like, but he's here.
No.
Like, no, he doesn't live here.
That's some shit my mom did to me when I was a kid, and I fucked it up, yo. But it wasn't my dad. What I did was, when I was younger, my mom was like, yo, I remember we went to an amusement park.
Yeah.
And my mom was like, you 5. And I was like, no. Like, literally, she's like, you 5. I'm like, no, mom, I'm 7. Like, I'm 7. We're at the gate. And she's like, he's 5. Mom, I'm 7. Because, you know, when you're younger, man, you want your age.
You want your age.
You want to be older when you're younger. When you're older, you want to be younger. You know what I'm saying? So when I was 5, my mom was like, you 5. I'm like, mom, I'm fucking 7.
Oh.
June 20th, 1987. And they was like, yeah, that'll be $25, please.
Oh, beat your ass.
That's exactly what she did.
I was an excellent liar. So
no, my mom whooped my ass. She's like, my mom was like, that's exactly why I don't take your fucking ass nowhere.
Man, I was one of them kids. I was in full blown like Dennis the Menace mode. Like I would go on roller coasters and I couldn't meet the height requirements. So I would like tie stuff to my shoes so I could be a little bit higher. And they'd be
that's
like,
that's weird as
they'd
shit.
They'd be like,
yo.
We see. My brother be like, yo, you're not doing a good job.
Hilarious.
I'm like, but I want to ride the ride.
That's funny. All right, so you're a strong woman. Do you feel like so we've talked about this. I've seen you saying like guys can't deal with you a lot of times because they feel like you're too aggressive and blah 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 blah. So let's start with that. All right. Women tell me I'm aggressive. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so this is what I've realized.
Okay.
It's not that I'm too aggressive.
Right.
It's literally I'm an East Coast woman.
Okay.
And what I've figured out is that West Coast men are not used to my bravado.
Yeah.
They're not used to, like, when I get mad about something. Like, when I was back home recently, literally, this dude was trying to talk to me. And he was talking to me kind of harsh. And I had to be like, yo. But I was like, no, it's okay.
Yeah.
And he was like, yo, I'm not trying to be, like, angry with you. I'm just trying to let you know, like, this is how I feel. And I was like, bet. And I was like, oh, I've been in L.A. too long because I got soft real quick.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, so I was like.
First of all, let's start off with the fact that niggas, punching your head, it could be like, yo, I'm gonna whoop his ass, or punch your hand could be like, yo, I'm really passionate about what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying?
Because I'm like, you're not hearing me right now. So when I get angry and I'm in an argument with somebody, especially if you my dude, and I get angry with you, and I'm like, yo, I'm not feeling you right now. Like, and I'm doing all of this, and it's like, yo, you're mad aggressive, you're mad angry, I'm not used to that. And I'm like, but that's normal for me. I'm not. You know, it doesn't take away from my femininity because I feel I'm very dainty.
Right.
I'm very like lovey dovey, but I'm
You like to cuddle and shit?
I love to cuddle. Oh man, I love to cuddle and like just
be. Are you the big spoon?
Hell no, here's the thing.
Because we talk about that. I like being a little spoon sometimes.
There's
nothing wrong with that. Hey, and all the guys in here who's in Cast Studios watching this, look, if you with your lady, it's nothing wrong with being this little spoon.
It's okay. You could be the little spoon once in a while. If you're often the little spoon,
okay, no. I'm talking about everyone. I don't mind.
I used to be with a dude, he was 6'5". Oh, and I'm 5'6".
First of all, if you're 6'5", you can't be the little spoon.
I'm 5'6", and he used to be like, can you hold me? I'd be like, man, you're supposed to be holding me. Like,
he had a bad day.
Day is a bad day.
He's mad because he's 6'5", he ain't in the league. Like, so he needs to be held every night that he's not in the league.
Look,
like,
I don't mind.
He's not playing ball, so he's 6'5", he's pissed off.
That is true.
And he's
that
like,
is true.
I need to be, if I was 6'5", and I'm not playing basketball for somebody, whether it be overseas or the NBA, I need to be held every night.
But you know what? It took some real soul searching.
Yeah.
And I had to realize, you know what? Sometimes the way I do come across is mad aggressive.
Right.
And maybe I do need to tone that down because I am becoming the
Do you feel like I don't think you need to tone it down?
I have toned it down. That's the thing, though. You shouldn't have. But I'm okay with it though because I feel like I'm growing into the woman that I want to be.
Okay.
I don't have to do what I used to do. But don't get it twisted. I'm still me.
Can you fight? I mean, you ain't had to look at me like that. I mean, have you been in a fight?
I've been in a lot of fights.
Okay, I don't know.
I fought two women in my life. The rest has been men.
I hate that. I hate. Because here's the thing. I hate when women, and we're going to talk about another subject on top of that later on. I hate when women say, oh, I don't fight chicks, I fight dudes. I'm a grown man, all right? If you punch me in the mouth, what am I going to do about it? Like, really?
Here's the thing. Every dude I've ever fought, it wasn't like, yo, I'm gonna go fuck this dude up.
Okay, but did he? Were y'all fighting each other? Like, was he punching you back?
He didn't have a chance twice. I knocked two dudes out, and I'm very proud of that.
I'm not gonna fight you back.
Here's the thing. Okay, look.
I'm not fighting you back.
Okay, look, I'm gonna give you an example, right? The first dude I ever knocked out, we was overseas, right?
Yeah.
And
what did he do to get knocked out?
He was talking shit. Okay. So there's a little underground thing going on in the military, especially when you go overseas. Because there's such little amount of women solicit themselves and they get paid.
Oh, they pay you pay for women in the military to fuck.
Women in the military will charge other men
to fuck.
To fuck.
Wow.
Think about it. It's a very lucrative business. If I'm in a platoon by myself and there's 40 other dudes and all these 40 other dudes is horny as hell and I've been in Iraq for a year, I can make some bank. I had a dude offer me $500 just to eat me out. Thank God I had morals, and I said,
I don't believe you had morals. I believe you let him do it.
I'm such an idiot.
You should have let him do it. I should have.
And I was like, but no, I got him. I got parents. You know, my dad might find out.
Yeah, well, you know.
But no,
man,
so
let me tell you something, ladies.
He basically, if
I was in a position to do it, I'd sell dick for sure.
But it's easy to sell dick.
No, it's not.
Yes,
I can't.
It is
you,
easy
have
to
you ever
sell
paid
dick.
For penis?
No, I'm about to.
Really?
My homegirl said, look, you making too many moves right now. You can't be out in these streets. She's like, you need to get an escort. I was like, that sounds like a brilliant idea. I was like, but I don't want to pay for dick. She goes,
you shouldn't have to.
But she was like, think about it. You pay for dick regardless.
How? In
some way, shape, or form.
Women pay for dick? Please school me.
Emotionally, you stay with me rent free, and I'm paying for groceries and rent and light and gas. I'm paying for dick. You might as well get an escort. He come over in a suit and go the fuck home afterwards. No? See? Y'all with me on that one.
No, they're not. They're laughing at you.
I'm getting an escort.
No. You get an escort. Escorts, though, you ain't gonna like it. You ain't gonna like an escort.
I thought he gonna try to do too much.
No, an escort's going, like, it's literally gonna treat you like a client.
That's cool.
No, that ain't cool.
Because you know why?
A lot of times, you ain't about that
life. A lot of times women, like, here's what men don't seem to understand. We can have sex without attachments.
You can. I'm not saying you can't. I'm saying you.
Sometimes I want it to literally be a business arrangement.
See, I don't like transactional sex.
I want you to go to fuck home.
I don't want to go home. I'm staying.
Why are you staying in my house?
I'm staying because your bed is comfortable.
But it's not your bed.
That's fine. Your bed is comfortable.
But it's not your bed. You should go home to your bed.
No, I should go home. I should stay with you this evening, and I should wake up tomorrow morning. I should make you pancakes.
No, that's carbs, first of all. That's why I know you don't love me. You're going to give me pancakes in the morning?
We talked about this on episode 25. We talked about me making women breakfast after I fuck.
That's what you do?
That's my thing.
And it's always pancakes? Can I make a request?
No, I mean, well, we ain't fucking. Unless you're subliminally telling me what you're trying to do this evening or tomorrow or next week. And then we can set something up.
You don't make friends pancakes?
Fuck no, I don't make no goddamn friends pancakes. Get out of here.
So
man.
I can't come over in the morning and be like, hey,
If pancakes, waffles, French toast, eggs, bacon, grits, fruit, whatever I'm making, all right?
You sound like the Waffle House.
That means you gotta come the night before and stay.
What if I stayed the night, but we was like up all night, like doing scripts and writing scripts, and you gonna make me breakfast still?
No, you're gonna go home.
Oh.
You're going to go home. I still want to touch on the strong women topic, man.
Here's the thing. I feel like I am a strong woman, but I don't think dudes are necessarily intimidated by me. I think
you don't think so?
I think it's something inside of them that's not right. That they're insecure about something else, and it just manifests to make it look like, oh, damn, she too strong. Like, my ex, he told me to my face, he's like, I wish you wasn't so strong and independent. He's like, I wish you was a quiet bitch that just shut the fuck up and sat by my side.
Well, I think your ex is a different case, and we can talk about him later, but this ain't going to be the venting about the ex.
No, I'm just telling you what, because that was the first time I ever had somebody literally nitpick at me being a strong woman.
Well, here's the thing.
And I never felt that before.
There is a thing where it's like, you gotta let a man be a man. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying you personally, but I'm just saying in general, ladies, like, stop saying that, you know, the problem is that these guys are insecure and blah, blah, blah. Sometimes you, and again, since we're taking accountability, you can make a guy insecure about certain things. I'm not saying you do it, and I'm not saying it's your fault. I'm just saying certain things that happens can be misconstrued and make us feel like we don't like. How many women, you know, how many times I've heard in my house growing up, my mom would tell my dad, I don't need you. Like, my mom would literally say to my dad, like, I don't need you. And how do you think my dad would take that? You know what I'm saying? Now, of course, he just chalk it to the game, like, that's needed talking shit. But my mom has literally told my dad, and she tells Mr. Freddie, I don't need you, nigga. I don't need you. And after you hear that a bunch of times, you like...
No, I agree. I had to start being more accountable of what I was saying, how I'm saying it, and like learning how to let him be a man. Because but in that same sense, I was figuring out how to be a woman.
Right.
The woman that I want to be, because I was not letting him be a man, because I was looking at him like, you little fuck ass little boy. Like.
Yeah, like, see, that's
but
what
But I said. Didn't respect him. So that's what entailed
You can't
me.
Be with nobody you don't
exactly.
respect.
Exactly. I wasn't respecting him, so I wasn't treating him like... But I had to check myself, be like, damn, why are you treating him like that? Because you definitely want to be treating your husband like
right, and that's what I'm saying. Like, and that was my issue in one of my relationships. My girl didn't respect me. You know what I mean? She didn't respect me. But dudes, you got to give a woman
but
something.
Was she a strong, independent?
Yeah, but she hid that shit. Yeah. Like, she needed me, man.
Look, here's the thing. A lot of women don't really want to be that independent. I don't want to be this independent. I don't want
to. How independent are you? Let's on a scale of 1 to end, like, what
10,
do you,
11, 12.
What makes you independent?
What makes me independent?
Yeah.
I pay my own bills.
We all most
no, people. No. Oh, a lot of people do not pay their, especially women. A lot of women do not pay their own bills.
Who's not paying it? Who's paying? Oh,
there's a lot of.
Okay.
I know a lot of women.
I've never paid a woman's bills.
Well, you're one of the few. But I know a lot of women who don't pay their house note, their car note. They don't pay their car insurance. They don't pay their phone bill.
So you pay everything?
I pay everything.
What else?
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
What else do you need?
Well, I mean, independent to me means more than money, though.
Yeah. Financially, I take care of myself. Mentally, I take care of myself. I'm literally trying to, I'm holding a career together. Like, it's not just like, yo, I need somebody. I'm not saying I can't do this on my own.
Now, let me ask you this. Could you date a comic?
I tried. I went on a date with a comic.
I don't want to know who it is.
No, it was a horrible date. It didn't go past. Like,
why was it so bad? Be honest. I want to keep it all.
Let's
keep
it. He was intimidated by me.
Exactly.
You know what it is?
Yeah, exactly.
You know why? No, you know what? No, I'm gonna keep it 100, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I hope he watches this because he needs to learn a lesson.
Does he? Do I know him?
Maybe.
I mean, if he's black, I definitely know him.
He's black. But okay. He says he's a comic, but I've never seen him on stage.
Then he's not a comic.
Okay.
Have you ever seen me on stage?
We've done shows together. What are you talking about?
Oh, it's been a while, man. I'm
sorry. See, look, this is why we can't be friends.
I'm sorry. Anyway. Oh, you know what? I forgot. One, the Ice House. And two, I used to host at the Improv. Nigga, that shit used to be lit.
That shit was lit.
All right. Anyway, go ahead.
But yeah, so he asked me out on a date.
Okay.
And I was like, cool. He was like, what do you want to do? I'm trying to be a woman. I'm trying to fall back. He's like, let him pick it, whatever. He's like, he found out I hoop. I was like, cool.
Oh, you hoop?
Yeah.
Yeah, you bust my. I can't hoop.
So I hoop. Like, I really hoop, and I told
Devon
him,
like I have a boy. My boy Devon is here, man. He's here. He's visiting L.A., man. Devon, you mind if I tell him? You know, you play for the Redskins. Blah blah blah. He's an athlete. He's letting you know. He's a real athlete.
Okay.
Like he got paid.
I'm a real athlete. Like I'm an athlete. I played overseas. Like
yeah.
You know, I thought I was going to the league. Like that was it for me.
He did go to the league.
See, yeah. No. But that's what football.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck about football. We talking about basketball.
All right.
I can't throw no spiral, but I can shoot a jumper. And you can't beat me in that.
I can't hoop. But go ahead.
So
what did he do?
So he was like, yo, we should go play basketball and get some ice cream. I was like, I'm not 16.
What kind of loving basketball corny shit is this?
And it's a first date too. So yeah. I was like, no. I was like, how about we go somewhere like where we can get to know each other? You know, we could talk. He was like, nah, you a hooper. I was like, yo, let's not. I've been down this road before. Every time I play a dude in a sport, he asks Fu. I beat Fu in ping pong one time. He's like, this is why you don't go on that second date. And he was like, you don't know how to let a man win. I was like, why I gotta let a man win?
You should.
He was like, let's go hoop. And I was like, yo, don't do this. Let's go do something normal, like dinner or something. He's like, nah, let's go to Dave and Buster's. They got, you know, And he was like, this one got the real hoop and it got the little hoop.
Yeah.
And I was, mind you, and I tried to trick him, right? I said, okay, cool, let's do it. But I showed up because he lived far. I was like, I'll meet you at your place and then we can just drive together.
You showed up sexy.
I had on heels, all black bodysuit on.
He
was like, damn. He's like, damn, you look so good. He's like, I felt like I shouldn't have to take you to Dave and Buster's.
Damn right, man.
I should take you somewhere else. And I said, yeah. And then he was like, but nah, we gotta get this game in. Now I'm angry.
And now you're gonna bust his ass.
So then we go to Dave and Buster's, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, you sure you wanna do this? We still got time to go do some other shit, whatever. He's like, nah, look, we here now. We play the first game, he wins. And he's talking shit to me while I'm wearing heels and I look good. And I told him, I was like, now I'm gonna bust your ass while I'm wearing these heels so you always fucking remember, don't ever play a bitch that come through with some leggings on and she trying to know you. And he was like, whatever. Cool. Next seven games, he lost. He kept trying to say the machine is broke. After that, we went to the
machine. The machine probably was broke.
No. we went to the next station where they had the little one. And then the crowd started to form behind me because when I said I was winning so much, they gave me free games. Like, I wasn't missing. And I'm telling him, like, I don't miss. Like, this is what I do. Like, comedy is fun, but this is what I do. Mm. And he's like, nah, your machine broke. Another dude came with his chick and was like, damn, she busting your ass like that? This dude bowed in front of his chick, like, yo, you the GOAT. And then afterwards, he was like, yo, let's all play. I bust the whole chick. He was like, yo, you might want to take her home. And I was like, we don't gotta go home.
Wait.
After this,
go ahead.
He's like, you hungry? I said, yeah, I'm hungry. Like, let's go get something to eat. He's like, the only thing that's open is Wendy's.
What time was this? Because, like, Bossa Nova is open late. Boston Nova don't close till like 5.
Clint, you telling me like I don't know? I know these things. Boston Kitchen 24 is open late.
Kitchen 24 is definitely
everything
open late.
I know the popping spots. Kitchen I don't know if your pockets know the popping spots, but he was like Wendy's. And in my head, I was like, all right, bitch, get this sandwich and let's just go the fuck home. Got my sandwich.
What you get? What you got? Spicy chicken?
I got a spicy chicken with cheese. Spicy chicken. And then he was like, yo, you want to, he wanted me to spend the night. And I was like, no.
Nah.
I was like, I got to go. I got stuff to do. And then he texted me like, was the date that bad? I was like, what you think, man?
And you know what? That's worse. When you say what you think, because now in the back of his mind, he like, yo, like, damn. He don't know. When you say what you, now it's up to his imagination. He got to sit here. So we
Clint,
just,
there's nothing about that that was good.
All right. Now you kind of move. We got to move into, it's not really moving to the next topic. But first of all, I want to say this. Mm-hmm. We just did a episode where we do a top five every episode. So we're going to do a top five this episode. But we did top five, and we did top five around the way girls. I feel like we missed out on you. And because our top five was like Taraji P. Henson, Jada Pickett, Queen Latifah.
I seen it.
Yeah. Black, dark skin Aunt Viv. And
really?
Yeah, well, on the show, not off the show.
But even so, on the show.
On the show.
She's bougie.
No, dark skin Aunt Viv was
bougie. She was bougie.
No, listen. No,
she wasn't like her sister still in Philly.
No, yeah, listen. You got to go back to like, there's like four episodes where she was like, yo, I'm with the shits. The one time when the girl was picking on her, the girl was picking on Ashley. She was like, yo, I'm about to come up. I ain't fucking playing with you. Yeah. The one time she was in dance class and she had to show the young.
Back.
Yeah, like, come on.
But that's not often. I feel like to be an around the way girl, you got to live in that. Like Queen Latifah, she's definitely around the way girl. Jada's around the way girl. She didn't live in that. I think that's a bonus.
You should throw Rosie Perez in there. Listen, Rosie Perez is annoying. All right, but come on, Mookie. Like,
Mookie.
That's annoying. But we made an honorable mention list that we forgot. So we put on Michelle Obama. We forgot about Michelle Obama.
Definitely.
We forgot about, what's her name? Eve. We forgot about, it was a couple of
Maxine Waters.
We forgot about IT Maxine. Who? Who? Lauren London, we forgot about Lauren London.
Lauren London is definitely. We forgot about Lauren London. Shout out to Lauren London.
So we left you off the list though. So when we do Lourdes Gonzalez, Lulu Gonzalez is now in the around the way Hall of Fame.
Thank you.
All right, for beating this dude's ass. Now, I don't think that had anything to do with you being a strong woman. That's just him just not knowing how to pick a first date. You know what I'm saying?
It's way more than that.
No.
Because that's the thing. Like, it's not just that, and that's what I think. Women need to look at too, because then they'd be like, those are the red flags. Right. And girls be like, oh, he just don't know how to pick dates. Like, no, but he was not thinking. And I don't want to be with a man who's not thinking.
Right. Well, the thing is, like, I think when part of not knowing how to pick a date or pick a first date is not thinking, because you're not thinking about what she may like. You're not thinking about what she may want. You're not thinking about, you know what I mean?
Not even just in general about what I might want, but what would be best for us to learn each other.
I agree.
And it's like, if I'm telling you, like, yo, and I told them specifically, yo, I'm trying to break away from doing all this
sports shit.
I'm trying to, like, let me be a lady. Like, court me like a lady. I don't want to hoop.
I mean, I'm going to be honest with you, yo. Like, it's hard to court you like a lady.
I'm going to tell you why.
Like, yo, for real, like, guys, we just like certain shit. And we like TV shit. Like, you know what I'm saying?
What does that mean?
Well, like, you look how you dress right now, which is perfectly fine, by the way. I'm not trying to comment the way you dress, but look how you dress right now. Like, you know what I mean? Put the camera on her. Uh-huh. Look how she's dressed. She looks fine, all right? She got on leggings, all right? She got on Jordans and a fly-ass 90s Jordans jacket, right? You know what I want? If I was dating you, what I would want to do right now? Like, let's go be, like, on some cool shit together. Like,
but that's okay. There's occasions for that.
Yeah.
But if I show up to your crib and I have on some heels and a bodysuit.
You're right.
Why are you gonna take me to go hoop?
Nah, I get it. I'm not saying you're wrong. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, I want I wanna be like, we about to be on some, what's it, what's their name? Sydney and, no, not Sydney. What's their names in Love and Basketball? Quincy and Monica. That's hot. Like,
but that's the thing. There's moments for that.
Niggas want that all the time.
But here's the thing. I want that all the time too. This is me on a normal day.
Right.
And I know your vibe. So I was like, I'm not gonna come in here. I don't want to come in here with stilettos. That's not the vibe I want to have right now.
I'm glad you did wear that.
You know what I'm saying? I know you. So I'm like, yo, I'm gonna come through with my '90s jacket on, with my Jordans on, and give you that vibe. If I was doing some other shit, I put on my pumps and be different vibes. So it's like, I can't, I'm a chameleon, and a lot of women are chameleons.
I agree with that. A lot of women are not, that's real. A lot of women are not chameleons. Yes, I agree with that. I know it's kind of cliche, but a lot of women say get you a woman that could do both. There's not a lot of women out here that could do both. And a lot of women that say get you a woman that could do both don't do fucking both. You
know? Exactly. Exactly. Or they do both for a picture. And then real exactly. life is like, exactly. Can you do both?
I think that, and so again, like I said, I don't think it had anything to do with you being a strong woman. I think that it mainly had to do with the fact that the matter is that, and again, he said he was intimidated. You know what I'm saying? Like, guys, like, women don't know how hard it is to talk to a girl. Like, do you know how hard it is to approach you? Not you, but just women in general. Do you know how hard it is? Like, and every guy in here who's watching this, I mean, they got headphones on. Some of them do, some of them don't. But, like, when's the last time you actually had to try to, like, talk to a woman on the street? You know how hard that shit is? You know how hard it is?
Yes, I do. I get rejected too.
No. Get the fuck.
I've hollered at dudes.
Get the fuck out of here. These white men in here looking at you like, bitch, you crazy.
Yeah, I get rejected a lot. Yo. I shoot my shot. Don't get it twisted. Like, look at my DMs and people be like, yo, dudes behind
me. When's the last time you shot your shot, Lou?
Like 2 weeks ago.
And what happened?
He said he never responded.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods. Local flavors.
But it's okay, though.
Who, like, does he have a blue check mark?
Yeah.
Is he like famous? I got a blue check mark. I ain't famous.
Yeah, you got a blue check mark.
But okay, is he famous?
Yeah, but I got more followers than him.
But it don't matter.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
Is he famous?
He's famous.
Oh, well, yeah, he ain't got time for you. Like, he's famous.
What does that mean?
He got to pick it up. Like, if you
give me next year, I'm going to be famous.
You are. That's why he'll respond next year.
He's going to respond next year.
He's not responding now. Here's the thing.
But point is, I shoot my shot.
I
shoot my shot at regular dudes too.
When's the last time you shot your shot at a regular dude?
There's a dude in my phone that you actually know.
Yeah.
I shot my shot and he told me no. And I was like, okay, take that. Took it to the chest. I was like,
What do you mean he said no? How did he say no?
He said, no, you're too much of a good friend and I don't want to ruin the friendship.
I mean, he's gay. I mean,
He's gay. He said, I know you're going to say, he's gay. What am I, gay?
He's
and
gay.
I was like, yeah, you're gay.
And he was gay.
Like,
no,
he's like, no, I'm just saying, like, I already know what's going to happen. And then I was like, man, just like, can we just hang out? Like,
yeah, that's how.
No.
No. No. No. No. No.
So dudes don't want to hang out with me. They're intimidated by me. They don't want to hang out with me. So I just be single in these streets. It's just frustrating, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lourdes is a single. We're going to match you up on this podcast. Fellas, if her name is, what is it, @Lulu?
@Lulu_Gonzalez.
@Lulu.
But I would rather, here's the thing. I'd rather you pick somebody for me.
Nah, you don't want my friends.
Why not? I don't have to be your friends.
I'm not picking none of these niggas for you.
Why not? Because we not really friends, that's why.
I don't know these guys. I'm not going to set you up and then next thing you know they do some dumb shit and then you going to be like, oh, Clay.
Hey, man, niggas do dumb shit all the time. You don't got to set me up with them or not.
All right, you know what? All right, look. All right.
Because every time I try to shoot my shot at a friend or somebody I know or some guy that I'm like, hey, let's just be friends, they always shoot me down. So you know what? Screw it. Going out the box. Send your submissions. to Cast Studios. Let's do a show. Yeah. I love Lulu. All Let's right. see if somebody can find me a date.
We got you. No
I
problem.
I need a date for like two dates in a row because one date is cool. It's the it's the follow-up date. I never get a follow-up
because,
date.
Because, man, you got nice feet.
We talked about this already.
But you don't have nice feet.
I've been in war. I was a ballet dancer, tap dancer. I'm an athlete.
We got to know all these things.
I don't. Here's the thing. I've heard my feet is aight, but I don't like my feet.
Do you wear open-toe sandals?
Yeah. I wear heels. I have a whole Wiki Feet page. Somebody made. Yeah, it's called Wiki Feet. So there's a whole page just dedicated to my feet. And I have dudes that like send me emails and like, can you send me a video of your feet?
All right, that's weird. Okay, that's not what I was asking. Okay.
I mean, they think I got pretty feet.
So I guess the next topic I'm bringing up since you brought up dating is, fellas, a lot of us don't know how to go on first dates.
Nope.
A lot of us don't know how to date. That's the problem. All right? You don't know how to do a first date. Fellas, I'm going to school you today. Mm-hmm. I'm a chronic dater.
You're a good first dater?
I'm a great first dater. Like,
what's
I'm,
your first date?
I'm going to tell you. All right? I'm in the first date hall of fame right here, man. There's women who are going to watch and listen to this podcast and be like, you know what? He did take me on a nice first date. And then afterwards, he sucks.
But then why is that?
Why do I suck?
Yeah.
Oh, I got mental health issues, so I don't.
That's everybody got mental health issues. Why does the second date always?
It's not.
Suck?
There's no second date.
What do you mean there's no second date?
Well, I mean, because for me, I want we do the first date, and then like I probably just meet somebody else, and then I'm off you.
Wow.
And then I got a first date with somebody else. I'm off you.
So that's why I never get second dates.
I'm off you. Yeah, like if especially you ain't give me no reason to do a second date, and you know what that means. Like we ain't fucked, so.
So she, you have to fuck.
I don't have to. I don't have to. But if it's like if it was no chemistry, if it was no like, you know, I've taken girls on really nice first dates and they didn't appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is, fellas, you got to start picking your first dates carefully and doing good first dates. Good first dates. A lot of times will set the tone of what this is about to be. The problem is that a lot of you motherfuckers aren't imaginatory and you don't have a good imagination and y'all boring as fuck. So the problem is that when you finally get the girl number, you finally ask her out a date, she finally says yes, and now you like women wonder why guys don't ask women. Like women are like, why don't you ask me out on a date? Why don't you ask me to take me out? Why don't you know why guys aren't asking to take you out?
Why?
The reason why they're not asking to take you is because they don't know what to do when they take you out.
Facts.
They don't know how to take you out. So the problem is that now you like, you know what I'm saying? Like now on the other hand, ladies, when we don't tell me to plan some shit and I plan some shit and you got an attitude about
Ooh,
it.
Yeah, I've never
don't had. Tell me to plan no fucking date and you end up you sitting there with an attitude because you like now I do understand that I should be paying attention to your personality and blah 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 blah. But don't give me a oh, well, I don't really like this, and I don't really... Like, yo, dude, just have fun, you know? Like, have fun. Now, I get it. There's certain places where you take somebody on the first date, you're like, this was a little too much. But...
What's a little too much?
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest. There's something so thrilling about playing Chumba Casino. Maybe it's the simple reminder that with a little luck, anything is possible. ChumbaCasino.com has hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new game releases each week. Play for free anytime, anywhere for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors.
A little too much is like, I don't know, like, you know, to me, expensive restaurants is too much.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Like, I don't do fine dining, period. You know what I'm saying? But let alone on the first date. Like, we ain't going to Lowry's Steakhouse on the first date. You know what I'm saying? So here's my first date. And then we're going to do our top five, which is top five first date ideas. Top five first date ideas or first date places. Okay. So Clint Coley, what I'm doing, all right? So on the first date, you got it. The whole point of a first date is to get to know somebody. Mm-hmm. The whole point of a first date is to try to see where this is going to go, what the chemistry is like, you know, a place where you can talk. So the movies is out. All right. The movies is out. Listen, I live in Los Angeles. The city is my oyster, bro. And then first date ideas also depend on what time of the year it is.
Yeah.
So let's just say it's July, Lou. Let's just say it's July.
Okay, July.
It's end of July. It's like July 22nd. All right. Ironically, that's funny. So it's July 22nd. It's warm outside. It's 90 degree day. Mm-hmm. I like a day date. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna take you to the beach. We're gonna sit outside. I'm gonna pack some lunch. Oh. I'm gonna pack some lunch. Got a blanket. And we sit there. We talk. We look at the waves. We feed the little birds, and we enjoy ourselves.
Don't feed no birds.
All right, but I mean,
they come back, and then the seagulls start attacking you.
Yeah, but whatever's at the beach, that's what we do. See, you already got an attitude, right? And we didn't even go to the beach yet. Like,
don't feed the birds.
What if I like birds?
Then we got to go to a bird park. Go to a bird park.
No, I don't know where to find. Look,
Google it. The world is your oyster. There's two types of bird park.
You're right. There's two types of birds I like. All right, there's the birds at the beach. There's three types. The birds and bees. And I like birds, like women birds, like chicken heads. I like birds.
Yeah, I know you do.
I love birds. Anyway.
Those are fine. But the ones that come after the bread is the ones
here's my thing. I think the beach is a great first date. So now some women will be like, oh, that's too intimate. Oh, that's too much.
What do you mean too intimate?
People are weird these days. You know what I'm saying?
I think the beach is a great first date.
The beach is cheap.
A picnic is a cheap. Perfect first date.
It's cheap. I got my Bluetooth out there. Like, we talking. Like, it lasts about 3 hours. If you want to get something to eat after that, we can do that. Mm-hmm. But then if we both go to the beach and you know, let's say we like,
see you later. I'll call you when I get
home. Because there's a lot of guys who be like, you know, people at their first date be like, oh, let's do this again sometime. And I'm like, yo, let's never do this again.
Yeah, I never say that.
I'm a for sure let's never do this again type nigga.
Yeah, like, I'll just let you know. That's a good first date.
Where would you like to be taken on the first date?
Honestly, okay, I'm different.
I'm sure you are.
Because you know what? I've had this idea for a long time, and every time I ask a guy, they always say, hell no. So I'm just like, this is something I'm going to just do by myself.
Do it.
But my perfect first date is to go indoor rock climbing.
I mean, you just said you're not with that athletic shit.
No, I said
you
hooping.
Want me to climb
no,
rocks?
I said hooping.
You just said
hooping. I said hooping.
This is why we're confused.
But here's the thing, because you know why I think with indoor rock climbing, it's you have to talk, you have to.
Do you?
Yeah, when you're just trust, like it's like
you
military
got a bungee
shit.
Cord.
Yeah, but you could slip and bust your ass
on the bungee cord
if you're not holding it and you distracted and you over there like, yeah, bro. Yeah, I know she got a fat ass. I know shit cool. And then you not paying attention, and the shit slip, and then I die.
How much does rock climbing cost?
It's not a lot. You can get it on Groupon for like $50.
That's
for
a lot. That's a lot of money.
For
man.
Both.
That's more expensive than
if I'm not worth $50, you can't get in my pussy, dude. Like,
whoa.
That's just facts.
Say that to this camera.
If you don't want to spend $50 on me, you cannot get in my pussy. That's it.
What, like, she said.
If you complain about $50.
What I'm saying is it's a first date.
It don't matter.
It's the first. Listen.
This is my time. This is my energy.
Your time is worth $50
my
an hour.
My time is worth. You know how much I make an hour? It's worth way more than $50.
I don't pay my
bills
since you make so much.
Nah, that's a problem. I can't pay no other man's bills no more.
I think that. I'm not mad at that idea. I just think that the picnic is a very.
I didn't say it was. This is mine.
No, you're right. It's a very meager, cheap date.
It is.
You know what I mean? Now, I think also, and everybody's not privy. So, guys, everybody's not privy to living in L.A.
Yeah.
You know, there's people who listen to this podcast who live in New York, who live in Chicago. Mm-hmm. Fellas, I'm telling you now, the way you can win on a first date is take it to a museum or a park.
That's I love it. A good museum.
But now, what about in the winter? It's cold.
In the winter,
first dates is hard in the winter. I ain't gonna lie. First dates is hard. That's why it's cuffing season.
Yeah.
That's why the
that's why you gotta snatch them up in the summer.
That's why women. That's why because like the winter is cuffing season because you don't got time to go on no date because it's cold outside. I get it. Now.
That's when you go to the dinners and the restaurants because it's like, okay, I already know you and we want to get out the house, but I'm hungry.
Right.
So let's just go. Eat and then we go back to the house.
And we, yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
It's a cycle. Just like restaurant,
home.
Yeah, that's it.
I bet. All right, so, ladies and gentlemen, you know what time it is. It is time for our top five of the day. I want to, let's talk about it. Let's get it going. What is the top five first date ideas? So how it works is on the top five, I say one, you say one, okay. I say one, you say one, I say one.
Okay.
Now what happens is that if we forget about something or whatever, but we got to end the show, we got not end the show, but we got to end top five with a top, like we have to have a solid top five
solid
first
top five.
Date ideas.
Okay.
All right, so for me, and this is no order. All right, so number one is, well, if you're not, okay, number one for me. So LA has, okay, we can't say LA, it got
to
be anywhere.
It has to be anywhere. And you have to think about it this way. Because of what we do, you have to be a little bit more, like, open-minded. Because we'll be like, nah, I don't want to do that. Like, I think for a great date, well.
Okay, so number one for me, top five first date, number one is Target. I say this all the time. You take a chick to Target, and you tell her to throw it in the fucking cart, right? You say, look, listen. You always, listen, Luke, if we leave here right now, we go to the Target over there on Santa Monica Boulevard, we walk around, you'll find something that you need.
I always find something I need.
I'll see something that I need. My thing is, you walk around Target, do like five laps around Target. Here's why I say that. Five laps around Target. You can tell what kind of woman you're dealing with depending on what she's getting at Target. All right? Huh. You can tell what kind of woman you're dealing with based off of the things she's...
Give me an example.
Okay, so we at Target or whatever, right? And I just want to grab something. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, no. And you'd be like, no. Hold up. You ain't even going to check prices. You're not even going to see which one is better. You're not going to compare. Mm-hmm. You're not going... You know what I mean? Like a woman that'll do that, that lets you know, like, yo, you can use her in your corner because mm-hmm. she's a critical thinker. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? She's not acting off impulse. We love women who don't act off impulse. You know what I'm saying? Target. Mm-hmm. That's a good first date for me. Like whatever money I was gonna spend for you on a date, let's go to Target, spend that shit.
Mm-hmm.
So if I say I was gonna spend $50, we can spend $50 in Target.
Okay.
Your turn.
$50 in Target. Nobody spent $50 in Target.
I'm giving you a limit.
well, because I've had a couple first dates, like when I was, you know, living in New York, it was pretty good. I would actually say a comedy show. Because you're a comedian, I'm a comedian, yeah. I would never do that now. Yeah. But the average person,
yeah.
And here's why I say this, because humor is very important, right?
Yeah, so
and
I mean,
I've not dated dudes because we don't like the same things.
Right.
I've had a dude that had never seen Martin, and I had to break up with him because it was like,
you can't tell Martin inside jokes.
We don't have the same jokes. Our humor's not the same.
Yeah,
so if you go to a comedy show with somebody, and you over here dying, ha-ha, kiki-ing, and he over there looking all stupid in the face, it's like, oh, I can't be with you in real life.
Because you can't laugh.
I can't laugh with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I mean, I think a comedy show, I will agree, is a great first date. Like, let's just say you live in New York City, mm-hmm. and, you know,
you
this Saturday.
Caroline.
Yeah, this Saturday, you don't got shit to do, and you want to take your chick out on a date. I mean, if you ask me, I say 3:30 p.m. during the daytime, you go to Caroline's, you go see your boy.
Yeah, and if the dude's like, yo, Clinton Coley's hilarious.
Yes.
And she go there, and she like, he ain't that funny.
You don't need to be with her.
You get her out of
get
here.
Get her out of here.
And you get you a bitch that think Clinton Coley's funny.
Absolutely.
So y'all can laugh together.
I agree. So,
see?
Yeah, so look, if you look, okay, so comedy show, that's the top five date out there. Number three, yo, I know we said the movies is not a spot. Wait a minute.
Okay.
But here in L.A.
No, we can't just do L.A. Because you talk about IPIC.
No, they got other places, though. They have them in other cities. Nigga, they got a drive-in. You could go to the drive-in movie.
Where are you seeing a drive-in in New York City?
There's a drive-in not in New York. It's outside of New York.
Then it don't count.
No, but we're not talking about...
Okay.
Why don't it count if it... Like, if it that's so New York. If it ain't in New York City, it don't count. Like, get the fuck out of here. No, but all jokes aside, across the country, there are drive-in movie theaters.
I want to go to a drive-in.
Yo, we can go to a drive-in. I'll take you to a drive-in.
Nah, he gonna take me to a drive-in.
I'll take you to a drive-in. We can go to the drive-in. The drive-in is nostalgic. The drive-in is nostalgic. It's a great first date because the first... You know, you're not spending that much money again. And
money seems to be an issue.
Money
these
dates. Is listen, women with women is time, with guys is money. I'm just gonna be honest.
That is true.
We don't want to spend $100, $150, $200.
But then I've also heard from guys like, yo, if I like her, I'm digging her, I don't mind.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, if we going on a first, we're talking about the first date. If I'm digging,
well, if it's the first date, you know she the one.
Who's going on a first date and know she's the one?
Hey man, you don't believe in love at first sight?
No. No. For y'all out there to think that's on that romance shit, love at first sight don't exist. All right. I see you I don't fucking love you, all right? I see you.
You never looked at somebody and been like, damn.
No. I've looked at somebody and been like, damn, I want to fuck. But I never looked at somebody and said, damn, I'm in love. No, baby, I'm in lust. Come
you
here.
You need to go on that show, Married at First Sight.
Nah, I will never go on that goddamn show. That's what you show. Need to do. No, I don't. I'm not trying to be married at nothing first sight. You know what I'm saying? Nothing at first sight. You know what at first sight is? I'm hard at first sight. And I'm trying to...
You should put that on a t-shirt.
I'm hard at first sight. Yo, that's funny as shit.
So many dudes will buy that.
I'm hard at first sight. Hey, niggas be like, love at first. I'm hard at first sight.
There you go. I'm what, 10%.
But anyway, so...
Good woman behind you. See, I did...
You're not behind me. You're next to me. So look, right? So look, drive-in movie theater. All right.
Is that what?
That's three. Number four.
Jeez, a good first date. I don't go on too many good first dates. Museum.
I agree. Love that was going to be my number five, actually.
I love the museum.
Which ones, though?
Well, natural history museums get
Yo,
me.
Yo, let me tell you. So what I used to live in, you didn't know me when I lived in New York.
Nah.
So I used to live in New York. I lived in Brooklyn.
Okay.
Lived in, I don't know, it was between Bed-Stuy and Crown Heights. Anyway, I lived at 860 Park Place, Brooklyn, New York, 11216.
Okay.
Yeah, Brooklyn, baby. You already know, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, so I lived in Brooklyn for a year. And I was working at Chase. Mm-hmm. And Chase, if you had your ID, you could get into all the museums in New York for free.
Oh, that's
so
dope.
Guggenheim Museum, you could get into Natural History Museum, you could get into the Museum of Sex, like all these museums. Bro, well, not bro, but you know how
you
many...
You see how dudes always call me bro?
Do you know how many women I've taken to the museum in New York and they was impressed?
Because people don't pay attention to, like...
You know how many women, like, I've taken so many... Like, this one girl who's like, you know, Clint took me on the very best first date I've ever had. And I'm just like, you weren't... I took other bitches there, too. Like, I took other chicks there, too. Like... But the museum, so yeah. Have you been to a museum with a guy out here?
Yes.
How was that?
He didn't like it.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
So because he didn't like it, he made my whole time miserable. And then I had to speed up the whole museum experience.
Yeah.
Like, I like to, like, read, you know.
Oh, you're that girl.
Yeah, I like to be like, oh, this is, I mean, think about it. Like, especially, like, when I go to, what museum I went to out here? LACMA.
Yeah.
These paintings are amazing. Yeah. Somebody did this. And I'm like, yo, let me look at the
strokes.
What's
the story behind it?
Yeah, I want to read the story. When was this made? Who's it by? And you'd be like, oh, that's a pretty color. Next.
I got a bad memory with the museum, too, though. Like, I took a girl in Philly to the Franklin Institute. Uh-huh. Like, the Franklin Institute is like a science museum. Franklin Institute, if you live in Philly.
Benjamin Franklin Museum?
Yeah, it's the Franklin Institute. It was called the Franklin Institute. Shit is lit. Like, every kid growing up has been, if you grew up in Philly and you either went to summer camp or somewhere, you went to the Franklin Institute.
Yeah.
I took this chick to the Franklin Institute. Let me tell you, we took fucking pictures in the fucking photo booth, all right? We literally taking pictures like, right? We taking pictures like that. And she ghosted me.
Maybe because you took pictures like that. That's why.
Well, it was like silly pictures. We was having fun, but she literally ghosted me after that. And I'm like, yo, I took time. Now we cool now, and I know she know who I'm talking about when I see her. This happened in 2009, and I'm gonna look in the camera and say, you know who the fuck you are.
Did she friend zone you? Was that what happened?
Well, she just, I ain't hear from her for like 5 weeks after that.
Did she say why?
She had another nigga. But this is why guys don't be like doing great shit on the first date. Like I did the Franklin Institute. I thought I was being, you know, romantic. It was funny. It was good. We was, you know, Franklin Institute got a fucking planetarium in that bitch.
I love the planetarium.
Nigga, we was cuddling in the planetarium. And you were not gonna call me after that? Oh, bitch. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. No, I've been in the planetarium. It's popping.
Yeah. And imagine not getting a phone call.
Yeah. I went on a date. Well, the guy I was dating, he lived in San Francisco. Right. And he took me to the San Fran. And like at night, they turned into like a club. Right. So it's like a club inside the planetarium. So they're giving you drinks and stuff. Right, you could walk around and
that's
touch.
Lit.
It was so lit. And you could like touch animals. And then I was lit. Like they gave us drinks. And then you went into the butterfly joint. Yeah. So you just lit. And then butterflies are just flying on you. You like, yo, nature's shit. Like they just lit.
That's funny. My number five date idea.
Come on, Mr. First Date.
First date. Listen.
The fair?
Ooh. Nah, not the fair. Fuck the fair.
Fair be lit too.
Nah, it's not lit in the fair. You know what I'm saying? I mean, because you got to wait for the fair to get in town. You know what I mean?
But it's a season thing, so it's like
that's what I'm saying. All right,
it's in the summer.
For me, my best date idea is probably, honestly.
I thought you were gonna say like a home cooked meal.
No, taking a drive.
That's not a date.
Why isn't it a date?
Why then? What makes it a date?
What
makes taking a drive a date? Like, you know how many I drop dudes off at their house all the time? Is that a date?
No.
Maybe that's where I'd be fucking up at.
No, we're about to. What I'm about to do is I'm about to Google a date.
I don't want you to Google a date. I want you to tell me Clint Coley's reasoning for why a drive.
You just said it wasn't a date. So
why is a drive a date?
Okay, if you go for a drive, right?
Yeah.
The whole point of a date, honestly, is to get to know the person, right? Now.
Sound like Cheap Nigga Chronicles going on right here.
I mean, gas is not cheap.
Why are you worried? You are focused.
You just said Cheap Nigga Chronicles.
Yeah, because everything you're focused on is the money.
It's the first date.
Exactly. It's the first date. And you're very stressing
Divine,
about
Divine,
money.
Divine.
Okay, so you mean to tell me if we were to go on a first date, you're stressing really all
I'm
about.
Not stressing.
Listen. You're focused on ways on doing a date versus on the money versus like, yo, what can I do to get to know her and be comfortable with her? Everything is about money.
No, it's about what can I do for the cheapest amount for the first date that'll still be memorable.
Money.
But no, it's okay. Women say on the first date that their time is very important. Okay, no man wants to invest a lot of money on a first date if we don't feel like nothing's going to happen.
So then why ask me on a first date in the first place?
Because I want to get to know you.
And to get to know me and stop worrying about money. That's one thing you should know.
No. To get to know you, I'm going to worry about money. And I'm going to worry. On the first date, I'm going to worry about money. I do think that's fair.
That's not fair.
That's why you single.
That's why I'm rich.
That's why you, exactly. But you're not paying for the first date, so you can easily say that.
But that's the thing. I wouldn't mind.
Okay, well now that's different.
It's like, but here's
no
the thing,
real man.
Because you know why? Because
hey,
guess
hold
what?
On.
Every first date doesn't.
Hey, my man. What's your name, man?
Man, I'm trying to tell
hold
you
on,
something.
Hold on. No, I can't. Well, we ain't got our headphones. What's his name? Brad. All right, Brad. Do you let women pay for the first date, Brad? Do you let women pay for the first date? No. No.
Because y'all going on $50 dates. I hope you don't let nobody pay for that. You should be able to. If you can't afford a $50 date by your damn self, you should just stay home.
Stay home. You mad at my fifth date idea. You didn't even hear me out.
A drive?
This is the way you said it. All right, look. A drive. Here's why I say that. Listen, you know what the best way to get to know somebody is? Mm-hmm. Really? Learn what kind of music they like. You scroll through somebody's music, you can literally learn.
That's not true.
That's one of the best ways to get to know somebody, learning what they listen to.
Not really, because I've dated a lot of dudes who like music that I don't like, and I still like them as a person.
No, you literally didn't.
I drive.
No, but you literally didn't hear.
So I'm going to get dressed up to sit in your car?
Yes. Or Uber.
Hell no.
Or Uber.
Hell no.
Listen. What I'm saying is one of the best ways to get to know, you don't have to like the same kind of music mm-hmm. I like, but let's say Brad, right? Let's say I look at his iPod or his iPhone and he has music throughout his iPhone. And let's say he has DMX, let's say he has Pantera, let's say he has, Adele, let's say he has Monica, let's say he has like I know he's, did not mean he's well-rounded.
That means he's fucking a black bitch.
That's me. No, Pantera is nothing black about Pantera. Am I right or wrong?
That's his one. But you listening to Monica?
But I said you? Adele too. And I said, okay, but I can name other white bands or whatever. But I'm just saying,
that is very understandable. But you so, also here's the thing with a first date. So then, okay,
if you don't want to go for a drive, where you want
to
go?
I listen. But here's the thing with a first date, you still have to be memorable. You still have to make an impression. You still have to set a standard.
I agree.
Now, if you telling me our first date is you taking me for a drive, nigga, hit the block, hit the corner, make a left, and keep going to get on the 101.
Oh, you know what? You know it's a good first date. You know what? You know it's a good first date. Scooters. The bird scooters.
Where's the valet? Scooters? You want to drive to a scooter?
All right, what else do you got? What else do you got?
A drive to a scooter.
What do you have? If you're telling me what to take.
I told you the fare.
I'm not.
You know why? Here's the thing. It's not about the money.
No, it ain't about money with the fare. Fare's not expensive.
I like to see how men act in certain situations where they're not in control. For instance, I want the teddy bear. I want to see if you're going to play the game and win it.
I'm not.
I'm not gambling
to win this goddamn teddy bear.
It's not about gambling.
I will buy you
the
teddy bear.
I don't want you to buy me the teddy bear. I'm like, yo, can he hit the things off?
Is he competitive? That's hard.
And you don't want to try?
For you?
Yes.
I don't know you yet.
Get to know me, and I'm looking at you like a punk because you don't want to hit the milk can.
The dude was trying to shoot basketball.
No, but he sucked. No, here's the thing. It wasn't a fair. It wasn't. He was very persistent about this, that he had to make a statement.
I'm teasing. We got to find a number five first date idea.
What do we have so far?
We have a museum.
Uh-huh.
We have
the beach.
We have
the comedy show.
And we have...
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods. Local flavors.
The beach, the comedy show... Damn.
The beach, the comedy show.
The museum.
Oh, drive-in.
And the drive-in movie.
Okay.
So the fifth one got to be like... Go ahead.
I wouldn't mind a homemade dinner.
I would only because it sends the wrong message on the first date.
What is the message, son?
Well, if you're saying, I'm going to come over to my house and cook, like you're kind of saying you want to fuck.
No.
You might not take it that way, but there's a lot of women like, I'm not, you know how many women I've met, like, I'm not coming to your house on the first date. That's real. And I respect that. Hmm. Speaking of cooking, how about this? There's places on Yelp, but on Groupon, you can have couples cooking classes.
Oh, that's cute.
We could do that.
That's
couples
cute.
Cooking classes is number five.
Oh, what is it? Or what is the other one? Sip and paint.
Sip and paint.
Yeah,
we gotta take one off of that.
Yeah, let's take drive-in.
Drive-in movie. We're taking that off.
Sip and paint.
Yes.
And
absolutely.
I ain't never been sipping and painting, and I want to sip and paint.
Listen, I took this chick sipping and painting in New York, actually. Let's rehash this. Okay, so this was Valentine's Day weekend. And I said, yo, and we were just like starting off. And I'm like, yo, look.
On Valentine's Day weekend.
Yeah, I was like, well, okay. We were talking for like 2 months before that. But it wasn't serious. It was still light.
Okay.
And I was like, yo, can I get your weekend for Valentine's Day weekend? She was like, sure. What do you want to do? And I said, yo, it's a surprise. But I'm I flew to New York for this.
Okay.
So Friday we did paint and sip. She got super fucking wasted. All right. It was fun. But she got super wasted.
Is it like unlimited wine or something?
Well, I had Hennessy, and because you bring your, it's BYOB.
Oh, you bring your own.
Yeah. Sometimes they provide it, but you know, I mean, I'm, you know, I brought. She was drinking Hennessy. All right, so We was super. I was lit. She was super lit. So then the very next day, I took her to my comedy show. She didn't know I had a comedy show. I was headlining a show in Delaware. I was doing it. It was sold out. Sold out show in Delaware. I'm doing the show. She's with my parents, which was weird. That was another story.
Wow.
That was a lot for that weekend.
Yeah.
And then Sunday, we went to go see Maxwell and Nas.
You trying to fall in love?
I really liked her.
You wanted to be a husband.
I really liked her, man. And she,
Maxwell and Nas?
Maxwell.
Your parents and Sip and Pay?
Yeah.
Damn, that's a fuck fest weekend.
Yeah. I didn't get no yams that weekend.
And you don't want to spend $50 plus on taking a bitch
that's
like me
why.
Out?
That's
this
why.
Mother.
That's why.
Maxwell, that's why. Nas.
I learned my lesson.
Your show. And a Sip and Paint.
All right, so ladies and gentlemen, we got our top five first date ideas. The beach.
Going to the beach. Can we just say picnics?
So we'll just say picnics.
Just say picnics.
So it don't got to be the beach. It could be at a park. All right, so number one is picnics. All right, wait, we got to start over again. Ladies and gentlemen, top five first date ideas. Number one is picnics.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is the museum. Number three is Sip and Paint. Number four is
comedy show,
and number five is couples cooking classes. You know what I'm saying?
I like that.
Make that happen, fellas. And all of these things that I've named, because she's like so mad about money, they're not expensive, and you can do these things on a budget, so you can feel like you're getting to know her, and you can feel like it's not about money. It's about your time. That's the whole point. It's not that we don't want to spend money or we can't spend money. It's the fact that you don't want to spend money on somebody. Like, you always want to make a good investment. Just like you want to make a good investment with your time,
yeah. We
want to make a good investment with our bread. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, like, some women just ain't a good investment.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and if you know you just trying to fuck, you ain't trying to spend that much money. Let's just be honest.
And that's understandable.
Like, if I'm just trying to fuck, I'm not trying to spend... Two,
but this is like, if you just trying to fuck, like, let's not even date, just come over. Like,
no, well, you can go. We can go on a date. Like, I don't want.
That's the thing. If we just gonna fuck, I don't want to date.
I don't mind the formality.
I don't want to do that. If we just gonna have sex, let's just have sex. Because then we start going into museums,
then you gonna like them
exactly.
Never mind. I'll explain that. But I just told you that before.
But
we
that's
got
different circumstances.
Whatever. Anyway, that is our top five today. I don't have an ass Clint for today, actually.
You don't? And that's what I came here for.
Yeah. Well, I do have one, but I wanted to save it for my... You know what? Fuck it. We'll do it. Where is it at? It's on my other phone, I think.
That's what I came here for.
Well, you came here for ass Clint?
Yeah.
All right, let me see something. Hold on. Wait a minute.
I get adjusted podcasts.
No. If I don't have ass Clint, I can't give you what I don't have, Lou.
See, that's the problem. But you didn't prepare. You knew I was coming today, and you didn't have an ass Clint for me. That's okay. Poor preparation.
Wow. Mm. Okay.
That's why I'm single.
Wow. Okay.
Poor preparation.
That's what we're doing. All right, here we go. Gotta ask Clint. He wants to remain anonymous. It says, "Yo, Clint, love your podcast, man. You keep doing great things, man. But I got an honest question for you. So, Clint, I've been single for the past 15 years,
damn.
And I've only been dating women. Now, I just met a guy friend of mine, and he seems like somebody that I like spending my time with more than women. Does that mean that I'm gay, or does that mean I just like spending time with him? Please advise. Thanks, man. Love you much." Well, let me say this. I have guy friends that I like spending time with,
mm-hmm.
But I'm going to be honest with you. Women come first.
Yeah.
So if my homeboy and old girl, whoever she is, wants to hang out, my homeboy, I'm sorry, bro.
But he did say more than women, though.
Yeah, he did say that.
So, yeah, that's a clear indication.
You've been single for 15 years. I don't like putting labels on people.
Mm-hmm.
But you might enjoy the company of a man. I don't know if you didn't say if you were sexually attracted to him or not. Mm-hmm. If you are, then there's your answer.
I don't know. Dicks are amazing. I get it. So
I don't get it. I don't like men.
I don't want to hug a man.
I don't like hugging my homeboys and their beards be on my face.
I don't like doing that with women either. Like, I don't like hugging women all the
time. I like soft. Yeah. I like soft.
And I like hard, rough. Give
yeah,
some,
I like soft.
I don't want to hug and like it's all like
I like
tender.
Soft. I like pillows.
Like, I went out to an event and it was like a woman empowerment event. And yeah. I was like, this is cool, but where the niggas at?
Yeah, right, exactly.
And they was like, nah, this is women. But I was like, yeah.
But that's all great, but where the dudes at?
Like, yeah, did y'all invite them?
I feel you. So for me, I'm going to just say, bro, love who you love. That's all I'm going to say. If you love him and you want to hang out with him, do that. If you don't, don't.
As long as you're happy.
As long, in more ways than one. So that's really all I got for him. All right. So we always end each podcast with what did we learn today? So, Lou, what did you learn today?
What I learned today is that men really focus on money a lot versus
dating.
Like actual
kidding.
It's a staple in their head, like
it's not,
finances,
yeah, but
finances.
Do you understand why though?
I do understand why.
Yeah, it's not that we don't want to date you. It's not that we don't want to spend money. It's just we don't want to feel like we just want to feel like it's not about the money. Like, you know how many girls be like, yo, I'm dating this nigga, new nigga, he got money. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's not why we want you to be.
But also, you have to understand, too, we don't want to feel like
you're here for sex either.
Yeah, or it's like, well, I don't know where I'm going with her, so let me not show her a great time. Yeah. Let me just show her an affordable time.
No, you can show somebody. Well, that's why we made our top five date ideas, because you can show somebody a great time on a budget.
On a good budget, yeah.
And also, everybody ain't got money. That don't mean you shouldn't be able to date. Now, I do think, bro.
No. No.
Well, here's what I'm saying, fellas. If you're in a financial crisis, you should not be dating. You should be worried about getting your money. Point blank. Period. You should not be dating. You should be worried about getting money. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're good, like your bills are paid, but you got a couple extra dollars to spend. You know what I'm saying? And you don't want to spend all of it on dating. I can understand that. That's all I'm saying.
I'm just saying, don't try to take me to Dave and Buster's and Wendy's and then feel like I'm going to spend the night.
Right.
That's not going to happen.
Right. And what I learned today is that, you know, you want your cake and eat it too.
Why not?
Because, man, no.
Why not?
Just make the cake.
No.
Go give it to somebody.
Why can't have my cake and eat it too?
I don't know.
I work hard. I look good. I got an education. I got money in my pocket. I take care of myself. Why can't I have it all?
Get it from somebody. Just don't be complaining. Don't be going to the podcast trying to get hooked up and complaining about why you ain't. You know what I mean? It is what it is.
I'm trying out here.
So that's really it, y'all. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank y'all for listening to the podcast. Keep rating the podcast. Keep sharing the podcast. Keep subscribing to the podcast. Mm-hmm. We are here. Thank y'all again. I really appreciate everybody who listens to the podcast. Also, thank you to Cast Studios. Also, real quick, New York City. Do not forget, if you want tickets to this show, all right, either text me or just go to carolines.com. 213-358-9861. Again, 213-358-9861. Please, we are trying to sell out Caroline's this week. I need everybody's help. Let's make this shit happen. Tell them where they can find you on social media, Lou.
You can find me at LOU_Gonzalez. That's everywhere. Mm-hmm. And April 7th, this will be out by the April 7th. I'll be at Laugh Factory here in LA. Mm-hmm. So come check me out. Chocolate Sundays.
Yeah. All right. Then that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you again for listening to the podcast. Is there anything I forgot? Oh, follow the page, Advice from a Fuckboy, at Advice from a Fuckboy with no star but with a U. Keep sharing the podcast, man. You're the reason why we doing this. So thank you. All right, bye.
You want to keep it real. You know the deal. Keep you up on game. It won't be the same. Say what's his name, Clint. Cole, what's his name? Clint Cole. You're listening to Advice from a Fuckboy.
You slept through your alarm, missed the train, and your breakfast sandwich,
ugh,
cold. Sounds like you could use some luck.
I'm Victoria Cash, and Lucky Land is where people go every day to get lucky. At Lucky Land, you can play over 100 casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Go to LuckyLandSlots.com and get lucky today.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway, fresh foods, local flavors.